Okay, folks, again, this is Hans Johnson. Want to welcome everybody tonight. Thanks for getting on the call, and just want to congratulate you for making it on the call. These calls sell out every single Monday night, and if you got on this evening, then you're one of the fortunate few, because those that are trying to get on right now probably can't get through the line. So, again, congratulations. This is the Danny Johnson Monday Night Home Business Success Call. And the purpose of this call is to give you and your organization a weekly tool to build your business faster and stronger in a shorter period of time. And these calls are open calls. They're available to any representative from any company or organization. And each week, Danny focuses on a different area of your business and gives you tips to help you reach your goals faster. Danny knows firsthand what it takes to have success, both in the home business industry and outside that industry. She actually went from living out of her car with $2.03 to her name, to making her first million within 2 years by the age of 23. And over the years, she's been able to help develop many six- and seven-figure earners through her training seminars, like the one that will be taking place in less than 2 weeks in St. Louis, Missouri, on October 22nd and 23rd. For more information about Danny, as well as other resources to build your business, visit her website at DannyJohnson.com. That's DannyJohnson.com. You'll also, if you sign up on the homepage as a member, you'll get access to our members-only area where you'll get to listen to other previously done coaching calls that Danny's done. Similar to tonight, there's literally six figures worth of training information in there, totally free to you. So if this is your first call tonight hearing Danny, we want to definitely encourage you to get over to that website and get yourself signed up so that you get on the mailing list and that you get your username and password so you can access those calls. We're going to go ahead and turn the call over to Danny. Danny, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Hans. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Danny Johnson. And, man, those introductions were completely slammed. There was just a tremendous amount of people calling in literally from all over the world. And we are excited to have you guys live here tonight. It's 7 p.m., 7:03 California time, and that means it's a little after 10 on the East Coast for those of you that stay up late, which we hear a lot of introductions of those late-nighters over there in New York City all the way down to Florida as well as into Canada. And so welcome, you guys. Hey, I've got a jam-packed call for you tonight. I've got a lot of content that I'm going to throw at you that I actually have not yet covered on a Monday night call. And we're going to talk about creating momentum tonight. There's a lot of different ways to create momentum, but this is one particular way that I used, really a major secret for me in my business to have created and had long-lasting momentum in my businesses that I have produced myself. Before I get into our topic tonight, I want to introduce myself to those of you that this is your very first time to hear a DannyJohnson.com conference call live. And so I want to say hello and welcome to this call. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who did not have a lot of confidence. My mom and dad both were drug addicts. Then my father was extremely abusive. And so there's a lot of horrific things that I saw as a young kid all the way until I was 16. And honestly, did not have a vision for my life. I didn't think that people like me succeeded in anything. I really figured that a mediocre life would have been the best life that I could ever achieve. You know, just, you know, kind of going with the flow of things, not really achieving anything beyond the norm, a 9-to-5 job and a Blockbuster video. And that really was where my heights were set. And I was introduced to the industry that most of you are in right now, and everything changed for me. I found everyday average people making an obscene amount of money, and I thought, man, if they can, why not me? I got started, and my first 6 months, I was a miserable failure. I talked to tons of people, hundreds and hundreds of people, and I couldn't get anybody that was willing to try my products or to get started in my business. Nothing was working. I mean, I kept running up against the same walls, people saying, you know, oh, this is not for me, or, you know, is this a pyramid, or, you know, hey, this sounds great, but I can't start for 2 weeks. I get paid in 2 weeks, things like that. I need to talk to my spouse. I need to think it over. And nothing really came of it. And then I found out about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. And I went. I couldn't afford it. And I could think of a lot of other better things to do for $1,500. But I went. I came out of that, and I made $4,000 in 8 days, brought 25 business builders into my business, and went on to make $50,000 in the next very short few months following that very first 8 days out of my first seminar. I continued to plug back into these training seminars. I flew everywhere, Texas, New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Southern California, everywhere. I flew all over the place, Canada even, going to training seminars because I really wanted to adapt my skill to a more professional skill so I could really make a lot of money, and it worked. And so after 6 months of failing, went to making $50,000 in just a few months was really a dynamic thing that happened for me. Then I went off and I got married. My husband drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards to a $35,000 debt, and I wound up losing my business as a direct result of marrying him and completely homeless. December 1st of 1990, there I was, totally homeless, living on a beach, my car packed with all of my stuff and showering in public places. Now, you have to think about this. Here I went from the number one international producer inside of that organization to, hello, homeless, destitute, broke, now becoming what my parents were. They were drug addicts. They had abused things in their life, and here I was walking down the very same road that they had begun. I started experimenting with drugs and doing things that I said I would never do, and here I was becoming what my family was. And I got upset with myself after several weeks of allowing myself to be homeless, just in absolute self-pity, complete depression, totally disparaged, and I got sick of it. And December 26th, I stepped up and started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, and a handwritten flyer, and my very first 10 hours from the payphone booth made $2,000 profit. The next month, $6,500. The following month, which was a total of 45 days after starting, my check was $10,000. And I broke all the international sales records inside of that company, which was a $2 billion corporation. They had hundreds of thousands of representatives worldwide, and they were in every major market around the world. And so that blew my mind that in a little tiny town in Hawaii, population 5,000, that I was able to generate that kind of an income, that kind of an interest, and create that kind of momentum. My business really began to take off when I implemented a system called First Steps to Success, which was April of 1990. After that, momentum was created, and many people came through the seminar coming out making an outrageous amount of income. Some of the lowest incomes were like $500 their first week, all the way up to a $5,000 first month involved in business 3 weeks following that seminar. And so by the end of that year, I had made $250,000, but more importantly, I trained up a busboy and a cocktail waitress who got their check up in 8 months from April to December. Their check got up to $20,000 in a month. A young commercial diver, 18 years old, no college education, nothing, a $4,500 income in 1 month following his second First Steps to Success. You know, another waiter who generated $5,000 a month consistently. It was outrageous to see the kind of incomes that came out of this. I had many moms who were just reading a script, putting out a flyer, and making $2,000 to $4,000 a month on a part-time basis. And so within just 8 months of that very first system that was implemented called First Steps to Success, which we have one coming up in St. Louis, people started making money right away and doubling and tripling their income, working their business and being able to walk away from their jobs. And so because of their success, my income continued to grow. And the following year, we developed more six-figure income earners. Within 6 months of them being involved in their business, and my income went up to making my very first million in the industry by the time I was 23 years old. So where else can you take a young, broke cocktail waitress and make them $1 million in 2 years? Gosh, homeless, uneducated, abused, no dreams, not an overachiever, not a major go-getter, but just somebody who had a desire not to wind up on welfare like her family and did not wind up destitute, broke, and drug addicted. That was my biggest desire, was to not be like that. And here you can take somebody in our industry and start in a business and make that kind of an income. Then you have to ask yourself, man, what can you do? If that can happen for me, during a time where my business was not popular, and here you're in a time where the business is popular. Here you're in a time where it's automated, where it's optimized, where it's maximized, where it's internet, where so many functions have been absolutely taken over by the internet, which makes everybody's business so much easier and so much more profitable. We had to do it the old-fashioned way. And here you've got something. You're so blessed. And somebody invited you on this call tonight, because they cared enough about your future and enough about your finances. They cared enough about you as a person, about your family, the next generation that you're raising up, to say, hey, this has made a difference in my life. I've become a better wife or a husband. I've become a better parent. I'm doing better on my job, and my business is growing as a direct result of First Steps to Success system. And so what a beautiful thing that your friend introduced you because they cared about you, they cared about your future. I really would recommend that whoever did, that you pay very close attention to them, you follow and do what they tell you to do so that you can help to improve your life in the ways that they are improving theirs. And so let's get right into our topic tonight, guys. Creating momentum. There's a number of different ways to create momentum. There truly is. And in that, in knowing that there's a number of different ways to create momentum, I'm just going to single out one way in particular that honestly was a big secret to my success and my secret to creating momentum. Now, I created momentum by maximizing events. Now, some of you work a business where you have no events, and that could be why you have no momentum. And so I can't tell you strong enough how events can absolutely create an outrageous amount of momentum, especially if you have the right kind of events. Tonight I'm going to give you kind of a Reader's Digest version of a lot of different events that you may be already a part of and what the outcome of those events are, because not all events are created equal. Now, many of you are asking right now, what do you mean, what is an event, and what is an event for? Well, what is an event? Let me give you a couple to name a few, but again, not all events are created equal. A conference call is an event. A home party can be an event. A business presentation in a hotel can be an event. Conferences, like your corporate conferences, those can be events. Seminars, training seminars, like many of you, a few thousand of you have graduated from First Steps to Success, and a few of you have graduated from Creating a Dynasty. That is an event. Classes, for example, our prospecting and closing classes, those are events. You can have product demonstration parties, kind of like, you know, the parties that either do makeup or they do housewares. We've all been to those candle-type parties. Those are product demonstration parties, and those are also events. Okay, these are all, they all have a function, and I want to give you a few tips tonight on how can you maximize each one of these events, and what can you expect out of those events and what are they used for. So let me tell you, and when I lump everything that I just said into an event category, there's a number of different things that come out of them. Events can be used to expose prospects to your company or to a system, even a training system. So some events are used for mere exposure. For example, for years, whenever I'd have people that I was presenting a business to, and I really had a good connection with the person, but they still were just kind of dragging their feet, I trained my entire sales force to just agree with that prospect. Says, you know, I really need to think about it. And then we would simply qualify that objection and just say, okay, now is it that you really are serious about getting out of debt and increasing your income and spending more time with your family? And that you really do have to think about it and you've got some unanswered questions? Or are you just telling me that you need to think about it? You know, kind of like we've all taken brochures and they usually wind up in the trash and you just don't want to hurt my feelings. Oh, no, I am absolutely serious. Okay, great. I have a great way that you can think about it. And what I would do is always promote the next event, which is kind of touching a little bit on what's on our CDs called Expose, Involve, and Upgrade, which is really, as you're developing your skills for your business, this is the best way to do it. It's your fallback plan. It is every brand new person's fallback plan. You've got to have a safety net for those brand new people that are getting started who don't have the skill yet to close people and to handle objections. And so the Expose, Involve, and Upgrade process is a full-on safety net for everybody's brand new people that they're getting started in business. And so I'm just touching quickly on that. That's a two-hour-long training that's available on CD at our website. Again, that site is DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. You can find that Expose, Involve, and Upgrade in the product section. But anyway, so an event can be used for exposure. Now, we bring people to events for lots of different reasons, but one reason is just exposure. And through the exposure process, they wind up upgrading themselves through your opportunity. So, for example, if you have someone that wants to think about it, and you say, okay, you know what, that's a really good idea, that's really smart, and if you are, this is a good thing that you're going to make a decision, you know, you're going to figure out really whether or not this is for you. It's a big decision, you know, as to whether or not you're going to get yourself started in a business so that you can get out of debt and, you know, spend more time with your family and increase your income. So I wouldn't take that decision lightly. But this is what I would recommend you do. And that's if you're absolutely serious about what you're saying. Are you serious or not? Yes, I am. Great. Then let me tell you, and we've had people do this for years. In fact, I had a lady at the last event we did that brought 8 people to Los Angeles that were all think about it. They were all thinking about whether or not they were going to get involved in the home-based business industry. So she took this tip that I gave in a class, and she used it with her people. And this is what I did for literally years, and over a decade. I did this for over a decade. And what I would do is I would say, great, you know what, the best way to think about it is to come the first steps to success, because you're going to see the good, bad, and the ugly. You're going to see all that works. You're going to see everything that doesn't work. You're going to see all the ways people have failed. You're going to see, you know, how hard it is, how easy it is. You're going to get the whole business A to Z, and out by Sunday night, you will know whether or not this is for you. You will know without a shadow of a doubt, you know, hey, I am so glad I came to this. I'm so glad I made this investment, because, man, did I save myself thousands of dollars, because this is definitely not for me. And I am not afraid to tell that to my client, to my future prospect. I'm not afraid to say that at all. You know, or let's say that, you know, this few hundred dollars that you're investing, the $297, which, give me a break, under $300 to really get, to be able to step in. I mean, could you imagine, and you know, I would say this, could you imagine if we actually had the opportunity to just see what it would be like to have been married to that ex-wife before you married her? Could you imagine how awesome it would have been to actually get a bird's eye view, a day in the life of what it would be like if you actually hooked up with this person for the rest of your life? Because it's totally different when you shack up with somebody. Trust me, I made that mistake. It's not the same versus exchanging married vows and going, ah, things change after that. And so I would say that to them, you know, that this way, or that you will make that investment and then go, man, this is it. I'm so doing this. And now you're not coming in ignorant. You're not going to be blindsided by the negatives. You're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be, you know, confused. You're going to know exactly what to do even before you started your business. So either way, it's a win-win to really use this format to really figure out whether or not this is for you. And so it's either make that, you know, you can make that investment and save yourself thousands of dollars in the future of trying to make something work that you didn't want to make work for you, or you can give yourself a head start. So either way it works, okay? And so I would use events as more exposure for my prospect. And so events could even be like a Saturday training, okay? Just, you know, it's a two-hour Saturday training. That is an event. And so you could do the same thing. Let's say that you had a Thursday night home presentation, right? And in that Thursday night, in that Thursday night home presentation, you should be promoting the next event being the Saturday training and making a big deal about it. And you want to talk about who's going to be in that event. You want to talk about what the event's going to be. And so you would tell them, hey, it's a jump start. Let's say the person got started that Thursday night and say, oh my gosh, look at this perfect timing. And again, I'm teaching you how to maximize your event. I'm giving you tips right now on words to say and how to say it when you are promoting the urgency and the excitement of that very next event to get them into momentum right away. And I would say things, oh my gosh, look at this, man. God obviously had his hand on you. And back in my early metaphysical days, it was, man, the stars lined up for you. And so I would say something like that hey, you know, it looks like timing is everything, and look at you. It's Thursday. A day and a half from now, we will be in a live training event. That's the chance you have to get a total jump start versus having to wait a week and 2 days. You get it right now. And so this is going to totally equip you for the very beginning of your business. It's only 2 hours long, and it's going to kind of give you just a bird's eye view of what it is it's going to take for you to get started, how to get yourself going, and the key elements that you need to do and just getting your business off the ground. So, oh my gosh, could you imagine? Look, here it is. Whatever's going on in your schedule, erase it, because this is a very important thing. And obviously, if it was not meant for you to be here, you would have gotten started on the following Sunday instead of here being on Thursday. And by the way, let's get some people to go with you. Let's practice on some people. I'll show you how to run them through the ropes, kind of get acquainted with how things run around here. We just need a few people to practice on, so why don't you bring a couple people along with you? And so that right there was maximizing a Saturday training. So I can maximize it for exposure, or I can maximize it with getting my new person to bring people along with them with under the umbrella of we just need some people to practice on. So let me go back again to my point number one, which is what is an event? So first of all, it's used for exposure. An event can be used for exposure, meaning future exposure for your prospect. Now, obviously, a business presentation is all exposure, but I'm talking about like a training event. That is, you can use a training event also as more solidification and exposure. Now, events are also used to, and very important, very hugely important, for building relationships. This was my absolute key to building a solid business that was all around momentum. And it was around the relationships. I used that time. time, whether it was a business presentation, a Saturday training, or a First Steps training that we were doing, it was all about building relationships. That was my first and foremost important thing that I was there to do, was to build relationships with the new prospects and my existing reps that were there, as well as presenting the opportunity to upgrade people through my compensation structure. And so whether it was to meet, you know, a prospect that I hadn't met yet or to bring that prospect to their next step, my focus was I want to get to know them. I want to see them. I want to touch them. I want to feel them. I want to understand them. I want to see how they communicate and what's important to them. I want to create a friendship with these people that I'm getting to see. Why? That was huge in creating momentum for us. It was huge with not only creating momentum, but sustaining momentum. People want so badly to be a part of an organization or be a part of a people cluster where they feel special, where they feel important, where they feel like they're a part of a winning team. And my way of creating that was through Tuesday night meetings or Thursday night home presentations and Saturday trainings and, more importantly, First Steps to Success. And so that was the biggest one that created the largest and deepest relationships more than anything. Another point events are to bond with people, to bond with people that have been around for a little while. That is huge. That creates loyalty with your sales organization. And so bonding is hugely important. Don't just go there for the money. Go there for the business. Go there for the relationship. Go there for the bonding experience. And really, that doesn't necessarily happen so much at business presentations, except for the after the event, meaning the night out at Denny's, you know, the pie over at Perko's. Those kinds of things are for bonding moments. But more importantly than that, things like our two-day training seminars, not all seminars are created equal, by the way, but we find that when people maximize that, and I'll teach you how to do that towards the end of the call, that you maximize that. For example, if you're going to a corporate conference, you want to absolutely set aside and send an email saying, hey, listen, we're all going to meet. Our team's going to be meeting up in my hotel room at such and such time for a team strategy meeting. Right? And that is like the event before the event, and you want to give them strategy on how they want to maximize the event that they're about to experience for the next 2 or 3 days. And so those are bonding times. Those are get to know each other times. Those are, hey guys, this is what we're going to do. It's the coach with the team before game time. Those are important times to have with each other. The other thing is that events, again, not all events, but certain events are designed to increase skill. Now, corporate events are not necessarily for that. The corporate events are more geared towards increasing your belief for the product line and increasing your belief for the company. That is what they do, and that is an important event for people to go through, no question. But increasing skill development, that's a totally different deal. The hands down, period, end of story, that is a completely different set of rules. That's a completely different format. That's a completely different everything. And how do you know if skill is being developed? You watch the sales. If the sales increase following a training event, then you have skill increase. No question. Okay, so there's events for, and they're important, events are important for that, for particular events. Training events, meaning like a First Step, the creating a dynasty, those are geared towards skill development. Okay, then there is solidification of belief. Now, all the events should do that. All the events should make an impact there, and obviously you get what you pay for, and the time spent determines how much belief you get. And so, for example, a one-hour business presentation might reiterate belief, right? But like a corporate event, absolutely will solidify belief in the company and also in a product line. Something like a First Steps, more so belief in yourself, belief in what you're doing, discovering your hindrances, figuring out what's stopping you, finding strategies and shortcuts, how do you make more money with less time. That absolutely increases people's belief tremendously, as well as establishing vision. Bigger events, you know, corporate events, training seminars, like, you know, the ones I'm talking about, those establish vision. Very important to have vision established in order to create momentum. Very important. The next one is loyalty. Very important to establish loyalty if you want to create momentum. Very important. Next one, to establish teamwork to create momentum. And huge, to establish the relationship. Okay, so again, I've got it for exposure. Okay, if you're using it to create exposure, that can help in creating momentum. Bonding creates momentum. Building relationships creates momentum. Now, again, you have to use the event for those things. I'm not saying all month long you should be bonding with your distributors. No. Heck no. No way. That's how you go broke. You use the events to do that. You maximize the time to be able to do that. You don't socialize on the phone. I cannot tell you how many emails I get where the people, not only in my classes, but as well as through Dynasty. I'm preparing for Dynasty right now. We customize the entire seminar around where each individual business person is at. We look at what your numbers are. We look at where your confidence is. We look at what the way you're answering the questions that we sent out to you in an email. By the way, many of you, in fact, 300 of you have not sent in your email yet for Dynasty. We've got about 50 of you that have. But we need you to send those emails because we customize the event around that. Now, what I see in those emails are that people are saying they're working 40 hours a week, but they're only dialing 40 people a week. That's impossible. You're not in business. You're in a social game. And so that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you use the event for the bonding. You use the event for the relationship, for the after-hours coffee, for the after-hours pie, things like that. Okay, so again, exposure is what you use an event for. Bonding, building relationships, increasing skills, solidifying beliefs, establishing vision, establishing loyalty, establishing teamwork, okay? That is what you use an event for. Now, again, not all events utilize all of those things that I said, okay? Obviously, a business presentation does not establish vision, loyalty, and teamwork. It doesn't do that. It is a sales pitch, all right? It doesn't solidify belief at all. It may keep the person believing for another week, but it certainly doesn't deepen the belief. Okay, that's totally different. All right, now let's go down to my point number two. Here we go. Actually, let me go inside of here when we talked about what event, the different types of events that there are. I want to camp out here, for example, on a product demonstration event. Here's one way that you can maximize, if that's what your focus is and you do a lot of product demonstrations, here's one way you can maximize that particular event. I used to do product demonstration type stuff. I used to invite my customers to come to the event for me. Now, this doesn't apply to everybody. Let's face it. But let's say that you have an insurance program and you have found customers that have absolutely benefited from that. What I would do is I would get my customers who are benefiting from the product or service that it was that I was marketing, and because I built such a strong relationship with them, meaning I sent a thank you card, I followed up with them on the third day, I followed up with them on the seventh day, I followed with them once a week. I didn't just call them for business. I called them, you know, to ask questions about their kids and just to build a relationship, show them that I care about them and I want to help them achieve their goals. I had some good heart-to-hearts with them. Didn't spend a ton of time, but I did have very efficient time, 5 to 10 minutes on the phone with my customer. And so I built such a loyal base because I focused on the needs of my customers that they were willing to do anything for me. So when I had a product demonstration, and to be honest with you, I actually ran this business presentation around my customers. And I called my customers, and I invited 40 of my customers showed up. And they came to that event to help me with testimonials, to help me to and I told them, I said, you know what, our company is expanding in the area, and they're kind of looking to me to be able to get the area up and running, and the explosion that we've had just from you customers and all the referrals that we've gotten, we're not able to keep up with the growth. The company is having me look for key people to help me with that growth. So can you please help me out? Can you please, I know you're so busy, and I know you got soccer, and I know you got this and homework and all that kind of stuff, but I really need your help because I don't want to be out there by myself talking to these people about what our company is doing. So it would help me out so much if you would just come and share your testimony about what the products have done for you, because that would so solidify that our company is credible and that we do have a market right here in the local area if you would come and do that. Well, guess what I had? I had a room of 40 customers listening to a business presentation. That's what I had. Why? Because I maximized that event. I'm doing a business presentation. Who do I know that I could bring? I knew my customers. And so I asked them to come as a big favor to me and come and share their testimony. And we had a night of testimonies. And guess what? I asked 90% of that room, my customers that now became reps and now were out there moving product because of all of the testimonies that they heard from other people that were using the same stuff they were using. I even invited customers. They said, you know what, my customer so-and-so, James, is going to be there, and, you know, this is the kind of results you got. I would recommend that you come to ask him, what is he doing that's different, so that you can get the same kind of results that James is getting. And that's what I would do. That's how I maximize those kind of events. Instead of having one or two people at an event, and again, I only gave them 4 days notice. I didn't give them weeks notice. I just got on the phone and pounded it out and invited everybody and asked for help, and they would show up, and I wound up signing 90% of the people that were in that room. And so that's one way you can absolutely maximize your product demonstrations. You may have customers that you did a product demo with a week ago. You can have those people say, hey, you know, look at you. You're so excited about it. Do you feel like I helped you out by introducing you? Oh, yeah, I thought you did. Is there any way you can help me? I am doing a demonstration over here at such and such date and time. It would be so awesome. It would help me out so much to have them hear your story and how things are working out for you and how much you like this pan that you bought from me, right? And I would bring those people, and that's what they would come. And guess what? I wind up going, yeah, I think I could do this. I wind up signing them up. Because why? Because my event was a form of exposure to them. That's why. The event was a form of them hearing more testimonials, which, you know, they're like, dang, man, I know some people that could do this. And that's what would happen. You know, maximizing events is really not that difficult. Really, I'm always about, if I've got one thing going on, what's the quickest way to get the most out of it? And that's what you want to learn how to think like, is the quickest way to get the most out of one particular event. 99% of the people out there that are in business, oh, my gosh, they leave thousands of dollars on the table monthly because of just not maximizing, for example, a conference call. Okay? Let me give you a point on maximizing conference calls, maximizing three-way calls with your upline trainer that you're working with. This is absolutely huge, and most people just don't do it, and it's sad. But here's one way to maximize those kind of calls. You want to use edification. You want to edify the person that you're going to introduce the prospect to. Hugely important. So many people don't do it, and it's so sad. So, for example, let's say that there is a conference call, right? And it is a live call or it could be a recorded call. You want to maximize that event by edifying whoever is doing the call. You want to create an urgency and excitement around the call, saying something like this. You know what, Bob? You're not going to believe this, but we are in an absolute awesome spot here. This is what I have going on. We have the rare opportunity to be able to hear from Bobby. And Bobby has done some amazing things inside of our company. He has just been remarkable. He has gotten international recognition. He has gotten phenomenal results. He truly is optimizing his business model. And you have the opportunity to actually listen to this guy. I mean, it's not that often that you get to be around people who are as successful as Bobby. So listen up. This is what I recommend strongly that you do. You need to take some very good notes on the information he is going to be giving you tonight. He is going to eloquently give you that information that you had requested. And, again, he is specialized in his field. He has incredible experience. And who knows, you could take some of the things that he's going to share with you tonight, and you can apply it to your job tomorrow. In fact, listen to the way that he is going to be able to share that information with you so that you are able to pay off that debt that you said that you wanted to, be able to spend some more time with your kids, and be able to increase your income so you can take them to places like Disneyland and things like that. So listen up. Make sure you're in a quiet place because we don't want to do anything to disrupt this call. He is a high-profile individual inside of our company, and so we don't want to be our lines or the ones that's disrupting his call. Be in a quiet place, have a notepad handy, and who knows, I might be able to connect us with him even after that call. Once in a while, he is not so busy that I'm able to fight my way in through the phone lines on him, and we might be able to ask him a question or two, okay? So just sit tight, listen very carefully, and I'll get back with you in 30 minutes. Boom. Okay? Great way to maximize that call. They are now sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to hear from this body guy, okay? Same with your home party. Same with your business presentations. You want to absolutely edify the people that you are working with. Hugely important. I'm going to get into that in a few minutes. Okay, so here's another thing. When it comes to home parties and business presentations, let me give you a clue. And also Saturday trainings, if you guys do Saturday trainings in your local area, or even some of you do Saturday training conference calls, no matter what the event is, okay, write this down, chief number one, and this is how I maximize and create a momentum. I never counted on anybody to bring people. Write that down. Never count on anybody to bring people. I've never counted on anybody to fill a room for me. Ever. I filled the room myself. And so I didn't sit back and wait for my reps to bring people. I didn't sit back and wait for prospects to bring referrals. I didn't sit back and wait for anybody. And if you're going to do that, you are putting your entire future in the hands of other people that don't care about your future. Did you hear that? If you are waiting for your reps to put people in front of you, then that means you are putting your children's future in the hands of somebody that could care less about your future. If you really care about your future, then you cannot count on anybody putting people in front of your events. You cannot count on anybody having guests on your conference call. You cannot count on anyone having guests in your next home party. You cannot count on anyone having guests at the next business presentation in a hotel. You cannot count on anyone to have a Saturday, to have people in front of that Saturday training. You can only count on yourself and what you are willing to bring to that table. Don't ever count on anybody to bring people and put people in front of you. You need to fill it yourself. Every home party that I've done, I've brought my own personal guest to that person's house to do that home presentation. I bring people wherever I go. I absolutely assumed that I was the only one that was going to have, if I want guests in that meeting, I'm going to be the one that's going to get them there. So don't ever put your future in the hands of somebody else who doesn't care about your future. It's your job to fill the seats. It's not anybody else's job but yours. And that's another way that I created momentum. I never, ever stopped bringing people and waiting for my people to put people in front of me. I constantly put people in places where I wanted them myself. So you are the only, if you're going to have a successful meeting, it's going to be because you put people in front of that meeting yourself. I don't care if you're the traveling upline. I don't care. I clearly don't care. Because if you think if you graduated up to this, I'm the traveling expert, oh, Lord have mercy on your business. Because your business is heading for a train wreck, if that's what you're doing. If you are the traveling head honcho, I'm going to tell you right now, your sales are soon to be coming to a screeching halt. Why? Because your people are going to hope to be the traveling guru, and they will stop recruiting. They will stop. You will see it. You stop, they stop. And so if you are the traveling guru, you better lead by example, because you are setting them up for a facade. And the facade that you're setting them up for is this: well, someday I'll get in their position. I won't have to bring people anymore. That is a train wreck. That is a disaster. That's a business that will no longer be profitable. And so that's what you're setting their hope up for. But when you show up yourself to a presentation and you are the traveling leader, you're the traveling trainer, you're the traveling whatever, and you have guests there yourself, oh, my gosh, does it ever set a precedent that when they see you with guests and you're closing your guests, you are leading by example. The respect that they have for you has increased dramatically because they see you in the trenches with them. But, Danny, I don't know people in Tempe, Arizona, and I'm doing a meeting in Tempe, Arizona. I don't care. Run an ad. Purchase some leads from, you know, purchase leads that are specifically for Tempe, Arizona. Start networking. Hello, you are in a networking business. Start networking. So if you know you're going to an area you don't know people at, then start asking your customers, who do you know in Tempe? Who do you know in Tempe? I'm going to be in that area. We're expanding that area, and I'm looking for some people who can help me with the expansion. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? Find people that you can connect with on the phone before you get there and have guests there yourself. It will increase production in that area, number one. Number two, you now have a new leg in that area. Number three, you will increase respect and credibility amongst your subordinates. When they see you in the trenches, they will absolutely increase respect and credibility that they will have with you. Okay? And as well as you are setting a precedent of building the business to set up a facade of when you graduate someday, you'll be able to stop talking to people. Because we all know what happens when that happens. When you stop, the check slides. I'm sorry, I've not yet seen a check that doesn't slide when you stop talking to people yourself. Okay? So again, maximize your traveling event by having people there. I know that there's people right now that are going to be in, and again, we have several hundred people coming to St. Louis October 22nd and 23rd for First Steps to Success. And I know my wise people, my wise students, are the ones who are driving that St. Louis market. They are people who are networking in that area. They may live in California. They may live in Texas. They may live in Florida. They may live in New York. They may live in Chicago. But they are maximizing that event by going, okay, they know they're going to that event themselves. So rather than just showing up for an event that they're going to learn at themselves, they want other people learning at the same time. Again, I've never showed up to an event without brand new people myself. And so my wise students who've caught on to maximizing and creating momentum and sustaining momentum know, okay, I'm going to St. Louis. I'm going to be at that event. So I need to start recruiting for that event. So not only have they maybe ran advertisements in St. Louis, not only have they maybe purchased leads from, like, Cutting Edge Media. If you go to my website in our members area, there's a vendor's link. Go there. When they know that you came from DannyJohnson.com, they take very good care of you, by the way. Otherwise, they know what will happen to that account. Anyway, so when they – when my leaders that I'm working with, they go, you know, St. Louis specific. They want area code specific for St. Louis. Why? Because they want to build a business in that area. Those people can easily get to that training seminar, and they're looking for a leader to expand in that city once they're gone. So then they've solidified a brand new leg in the area in which they're going to be traveling to. That's how you create momentum. That's how you maximize an event. Okay? All right, so enough camping out on that one. Oh, and also they network amongst their own existing team. Okay, gang, who do you know in St. Louis? We are going to be there. I will meet your people while I'm there. Okay? Two things that happen. You back in the existing team to go into First Steps themselves. Because when they wind up recommending their friend who lives in St. Louis, come on, you know they want to go and meet them there. So you back in your existing team there by saying, hey, who do you know in St. Louis? Who do you know in Missouri? Who do you know in Illinois? Because it's so close. Who do you know in the surrounding states? Because I'm going to be there, and I will meet your people there. You get some people going in that area, send them to me. I will meet them there. I will introduce myself, and I will take care of them for you. Okay? That's maximizing right there. Wherever you're going to go, make sure you're creating a following of brand new people that are going to be there with you. That's beautiful. I feel like giving you some serious secrets, and if just one of you grabbed onto this, I know some of you are foaming at the mouth right now. If you just grabbed one or two of these tips, oh, gosh, you guys would be tripling your income in 2006. I'm not joking. I've done that. I have done that many times. Okay, here's another one. You want to always be promoting. Always be promoting. If you are not promoting something, you're doing your business wrong. Okay, you are literally doing your business wrong. You need to be always promoting the next event. For example, always be promoting whether, you know, it is the conference coming up in November, whether it's Dynasty coming up in November. It could be the training classes that are taking place in November for prospecting and closing. You know, it could be that you're promoting those events. I had one leader, and this is so sad. People get off track so easy. When this particular leader was promoting, always promoting everything inside of our system, promoting our system, this particular leader filled our training classes with her people. It was a good 50% of the class were her people, and she had people coming out knocking over $5,000 and $10,000 paychecks. She had people climbing the charts, and she had reached a rank that was outrageous. Outrageous, growing faster than anybody else in her company. Then she pulled back and no longer was promoting those events. She stopped the promoting. She stopped the passionately getting behind the next event and saying, you got to go, you got to go. No ifs, ands, or buts. If you're going to succeed, you got to make it happen. And here's what's interesting. She had discovered, I am actually hurting my people by not promoting. Why? If you're not creating urgency and excitement for the next event, they don't show up for the next event. If they don't show up for the next event, then their belief slips. Their skill slips, the vision gets cloudy, the loyalty is now fickle, there is zero teamwork and zero bonding. That's a train wreck. That's an absolute train wreck. You must always be promoting. And I'm not talking about products. Products are part of the vehicle in which you are promoting. For example, if you're promoting an event, for example, the products come along with it. But if all you're doing is promoting the product, that is not going to solidify belief, that is not going to increase skill, that is not going to increase momentum or sales. Products don't increase sales. People do. I'm going to write that down. That was really good. Products don't increase sales. People do. Okay? So when you go after the people's belief and you go after solidifying the belief, increasing the skill, establishing vision, establishing loyalty, establishing relationship, bonding, and teamwork, the sales follow those things. The sales follow good, effective events. They do, clearly. Okay, so you got to always be promoting. That is your new job. Always be promoting. Always be closing. That's part of what you do. Every week, man, I was promoting a conference call, promoting a business presentation, promoting the Saturday training, promoting the First Steps to Success, promoting the Creating a Dynasty, whatever was next, and we were constantly promoting those next events. And when you promote those events, you are filling your pipeline with people who are increasing in belief, increasing in skills, increasing in vision. Are you with me? Are you catching my drift? Always be promoting. Some of you have taken your foot off the gas pedal in the promotional area. You got to continue to press forward and always be promoting. In fact, it came to the point where that's all I did. That's how simplified my business became. how simplified it was just get them to the event. The event closes them. The event builds belief. The event gets them on the product. The event puts them to work. Now, not all events can put people to work. It just doesn't. Okay, not all events do. A particular company I was with, in fact, that corporate event, they did four times a year. They did a corporate event four times a year. We would get twice as many people to our corporate event. Why? Because I was promoting the president of the company. I'm promoting the vice president of the company. I'm promoting the solidified, the validity of the company itself. And so much easier for me to promote the company versus promoting my first step to success training seminar. So we get 500 people to a corporate event and 250 people to a first step. Well, guess what? The company president came to me afterwards and says, you know what? I don't understand what's going on. He said, but every time we do a corporate event, your sales go down. Every time you do your event, the sales increase by 100%. He says, so what's happening there? I'm like, I don't know. What do you do in that training seminar that increases the sales, and what are we not doing in our corporate events that decrease the sales? I don't know. Well, corporate event was designed around product. This one, I don't know about everybody else's, but this one was designed around products. This one was designed about, you know, solidifying the company. Very important to do. Create a loyalty for the company. That is a need, but was it a need four times a year? No. Wasn't needed four times a year. So now the company then took it from four times a year down to one. They now created one corporate event a year, let us do our event every single month, and then the sales absolutely went bonkers. The checks went bonkers. People's incomes increased like crazy. Now, did we still need that corporate event? Clearly needed it. But again, not all events put people to work. That's the issue, okay? So again, you want to have an event that puts people to work. You want to have an event that creates the belief in the product at least once a year. At least once a year, you've got to be in that event that creates solidifies the belief in the company, the corporate staff, and the product line. But always be promoting. Always be promoting. Okay, how do you promote? You tell lots and lots of stories. Huge amount of stories. You guys, I could literally talk about the subject for hours, but we don't have hours. You need to tell lots of stories to your people. That's how you promote events. As soon as you come out of an event, you blast stories at everybody at what happened that event, what are the results out of it. For example, there was a story that hit us last summer. There was a gentleman that came out of First Steps. His name was Don Fast out of Denver, Colorado. He spent 5 months in business not doing anything. Came to First Steps, and he sponsored one person a day. And in 30 days, he sponsored 34 people. That was a hot off the press story. We have Australia right now who is chomping at the bit waiting for us to come into their land. We're going to be at the Gold Coast, the Surfer's Paradise, Gold Coast Marriott, in December 10th and 11th. Well, we just had one of the leaders call us going, how can we fill that room? We want all of our people there. Tell stories. Tell all the stories of the people who have come out of it. Here's another story. In just 45 minutes, I earned $1,500 as a direct result of one little thing that I learned at First Steps to Success. They implemented one thing out of two solid days of training and made $1,500 in 45 minutes. Just one thing. We give so many things in those 2 days, and she just grabbed one thing and made $1,500 in 45 minutes. Okay? That's a story you want to tell. Here's another guy out of Texas. He took his income from $15,000 a month to $50,000 a month from First Steps to Success. Here's another one. Before she came to First Steps to Success, she had no sales whatsoever for 2 months. Came out so motivated, okay, blasted things, brought in five people the first week following First Step to Success. From 2 months of nothing to bringing in five people in the first week, okay? That's outrageous. Here's another one. These are testimonials that you want to be telling. How do you promote? You use stories. You promote with testimonials. That's how come we have 2,000 testimonials in our database. 2,000. Why? Because facts tell, stories sell. You do not want to sell what you liked about the last event you went to. You want to find the needs of your people. Find the needs of your people and feed them stories that fit their need. Did you hear me? Find the needs of your people and find a story that fits the needs of your people. Maybe you've got someone in your business that wants to really grow their business and they're frustrated that's only at a certain level. You tell that story, that gentleman, Greg, out in Texas, $15,000 a month to $50,000 a month as a direct result of the things that are learned through First Steps to Success. There you go. So you use those testimonials, and you take those testimonials to fit the person's need. So let's say that you've got somebody who, you know, after 5 months of being in, hasn't made anything happen. Great, you tell the Don Fast story. Okay, let's say that you've got a single mother of 5 children, right, who can't afford to get the first steps. You tell the Kelly Long story. 45 minutes using one thing out of first steps made $1,500. That's what you do. So you find testimonials, and it's important that you become a professional storyteller. And I'm not talking about making up stories. We have enough truthful stories to choke a stinking horse. Seriously, enough stories to choke a stinking horse. Just had a story come out of Australia, a kid who had absolutely no success with bringing people into the business and used the system, exposed, evolved, and upgraded, and sponsored 12 people in 30 days. There you go. Okay, so testimonials. Facts tell, story sells. You want to use testimonials to drive your people to the event that you want them to go to. As soon as you come out of a Saturday training, have your ears open to testimonials that come out of that Saturday training. Now you get people to the Saturday training by telling stories. Okay, there you go. Okay, are you talking about urgency, excitement? Pictures, man, they speak 1,000 words. You want to have lots of pictures. Whatever event you go to, take tons of pictures of people having fun, people working, people smiling, people dancing, people having a blast together, people hugging, people crying. Take pictures, take pictures. Take pictures of testimonials. Take pictures with the testimonial, okay? Take pictures with the testimonial. Whoever the story is, whoever the key speaker is, get your picture taken with them. Blast it out to everybody saying, hey, this could have been you. We want this to be you, okay? All right, here's another one. I have no idea what number we're on because I didn't number these. But have a team strategy meeting, okay? This is another way that I would maximize events, and I told you I would talk about that later on. Let me tell you how to do this. Let's say that you are before your corporate event, or you're going to be in St. Louis with us, or whatever event that you got going. And again, those are the bigger events is when you do things like this. Either you do this the day before the event, or you do this the month before the event, saying, "Hey, this is my goal. This is what we're going to do." So this is what I would do. When I came out of my first steps, I came out not first steps. When I came out of my first seminar. What I did is I got together with my group, and man, there is JP that can remember me doing this, coming back from an event, and I sat down and I had a team meeting, and I called everybody. There's a mandatory team meeting following the business presentation tonight. So you can do that on a conference call, or you can do that live. Live, I believe, for my business model at the time, was a better way to go. If you work a business model where it's all conference calls, and conference calls will work just fine. But I said there's a mandatory meeting for those who want to make serious money. I have some things I got to talk to you guys. It's mandatory. Whoever's here are the people we're going to take to the next level. Whoever's not, I'm sorry. We're not repeating this meeting. And so I had about 14 people that showed up for that very first event, for this strategy meeting. And I sat them down and said, let me tell you what. I'm really sorry. I need to apologize to you because I did not do you guys a good service at all. And I have to make things right with you. I let you off the hook, and I let you buy your own excuses as to why you did not go to Salt Lake City with me. And I got to tell you, I got to make my heart clean. I have got to wash my hands from the blood because here's the issue. The issue is that those that plug into that event are going to absolutely explode. They're going to explode. And if you're not there, you will be left behind. And so let me tell you, I'm just laying it out on the line right now. I'm talking to you to ask for your forgiveness, and I want to receive that from you right now. I did you a bad disservice by not raising the level of importance or urgency for you to get yourself professionally trained now. But here's the next step. I am looking at developing a few people to earn a six-figure income for 2006. I am looking for who the cream off the top is going to be. And I have a system now in place that is going to be able to develop people to that level of income. Now, obviously, everybody in between is going to benefit as well. But I'm looking for who wants to go the distance, who wants to go straight to the top, because I have a strategy and I have a plan to be able to raise that up. And this is a no-fail situation. This is not on trial. It has been used for a decade and a half with thousands and thousands of testimonials, with six- and seven-figure income earners that have been produced out of it, and here is the deal. I can no longer let you walk a mediocre path when you have told me that you want to succeed. I am morally obligated to tell you about a secret that I have just come in contact with, and I'm morally obligated to let you know there is a strategy, and here's the deal. The people that I am looking to work with are the ones that will be in St. Louis with me. There's an event coming up. It's called First Steps to Success. And in that event, here's the deal. the people that go are the ones that will make the most amount of money. And again, I sat down with my 14 people, and I'm saying this to them. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm no longer going to toe this line of mediocrity, and I am morally obligated. You trusted me by getting started in this thing, and I cannot let you down a road that's going to lead to failure. I know you did not get involved in this to fail. You got involved with this to succeed. So then my next message was my next event. The event of, listen, the bottom line is the cream will come off the top at that event. The people that are there inside of my organization are the ones that are going to make the six figures. The people that are there are the ones that are going to grab those bonuses. Why? Because they have the fresh skill set. They have the fresh deep belief. They have the newest, latest strategies to implement and go to work. They have the freshest of a motivation. They have the freshest of inspiration. They have the most amount of confidence out of anybody else in my sales organization. So the people that are there are the ones that are absolutely, without question, going to lead this entire area. They're the ones that are going to lead this entire organization. And the ones that consistently plug in, the ones that bring people, are the ones that will make the most. So what I need to know is you write your name down right now. Are you serious about going or not? And I passed out a clipboard and said, are you in or out? Well, there they are with 14 other people going, dang, man, I want to be the people. I want to be the cream off the top. I want to be the one that rises. Okay, so then this is what I would do. Okay, so I would give that kind of a strategy. Now it's at the event, okay? Now here you are at the event. I would do this at a corporate event also, where I would have a private strategy meeting with those people that came to that event. Now, obviously, when I had 250 people, I couldn't do that. I would take the cream off the top producers, meet with those people, and say, here's the deal. And I would meet with my people, and I would say, here's what's going on. Okay, tomorrow we are starting this event, all right? Now, this is how we're going to maximize that event. Now, all of you guys have guests at this event with you, so we want to make sure that we're dressed properly. We want to show up early. We want to sit forward. We want to be eager. We want to take good notes, and we want to introduce each other to our guests that are going to be here. Guests meaning they're brand new distributors that just came for the very first time. So I'd say, so here's the deal. We want to make sure that we are smiling. We want to make sure and that we're not talking about ourselves. We want to make sure that we're going to introduce ourselves to everybody's new distributors. So, you know, Carol, you know, tell me, who are the people that you've got here with you? And Carol says, I have Tom, I have Mona, I have Karen, and I have Josh. Okay, great. Tell me a little bit about each one of these guys. Okay, awesome. So my intention would be is that I am going to go to Carol, and I'm going to say, Carol, you make sure and you bring those people to me. Carol's job is also to edify the expert, and then when Carol brings her brand new reps or guests, either way, to me, my job is to edify Carol in front of her guests, introduce myself, Tom, man, it's nice to meet you, and my job is to form Tom, meaning forming a relationship with him, getting him to talk about his family, getting him to talk about his occupation, getting, I am not going to talk business. I am not going to sell product. I am not going to sell them on, hey, we're in such a great company. I'm not going to do that. My focus is building a relationship. The rest comes. When they trust you, they'll follow you. Not if they're sold on your company, they'll follow you, but if they trust you, they will follow you. If they really believe that you have their best interests in mind, they will follow you through a stinking fire. Okay? And so when I'm talking to Tom, I am merely just getting to know the guy, making him feel comfortable, making him feel special, you know, talking about his goals, dreams, and skills. Same with Mona, same with Karen, same with Josh. That's what I'm doing. I'm focusing on these people's gifting, getting them talking, making them feel special, making them feel comfortable. And then I end it with, man, you know what? I got to tell you, Tom, you are so blessed. Carol, she is a key player inside this organization. You have no idea. You know, sometimes you could be in a situation without really realizing how blessed you are. You're in that situation right now. Carol is a key player. She's a key component into growth. She's totally expanding outside of what a normal person does. The woman is so dedicated, completely committed, and she is completely committed to your success. So pay very close attention to everything that she does and do whatever she tells you to do. That is what I would do at a first step. That's what I would do at our corporate events. That's what I would do at a Saturday training. So there's two games going on here. I would go to that event myself to learn, and then secondly, I would go to that event to build those relationships with those people, which is what I started the conversation with. So you have your strategy meeting, right, and you're telling them, take pictures, take notes, dress sharp, have two notepads, you know, make sure you're paying attention, sit closely, have your picture taken with the speaker, have your picture taken with the leaders that are in the room. Okay, and so that's that second strategy meeting before we go into the event. It is, again, the event itself is used for a couple of different reasons, and I already gave all that in the beginning. Anyway, we're out of time, guys. Sorry. I gave you a lot, a ton. I did. Okay, so I'm sorry. We're out of time. It's the top of the hour. I have like 20 seconds left. Let me close with this. This is a big secret for me to reveal to you. I've not sat down and told a bunch of people this, but tonight, this is what was so heavy on my heart to share with you. How do you create momentum? You maximize events. You look at one event and you look at all sides of that event and how can I maximize that event? Yes, it's for exposure. Yes, it's for bonding and building relationships. It's solidifying things in those people. But it's also for me to get out there and get to know those people, to establish vision, loyalty, teamwork. The teamwork part is the part I just revealed to you. The teamwork is, hey, guys, we got to stick together. We got to work together. There's a lot of new people that are going to be here in this room, so we got to really work that room. We got to meet as many people as we can. We got to get them feeling important. We got to get them talking about themselves. We got to find out what their goals are. We got to set them apart and introduce them to other testimonials. That's the teamwork. When you have a team that's working together that's maximizing events, oh, my gosh, it creates outrageous momentum. Outrageous momentum. And I'm talking about sustaining momentum. I'm not talking about flash in the pan, big one month, and then down the next. I'm talking about sustained momentum. I've seen companies that don't do events, and I see that when the rains come, they fall. They fall big time. This, what I just shared with you, is huge. Is huge. And so, guys, it's time for me to stop talking. Listen, I want to tell you how blessed I am to be a part of your businesses. We here at DannyJohnson.com feel so very blessed to be in business with you, as a partnership with you. I'm proud of who you are. I'm proud that you're investing time and money into your skill development. I'm so excited to see who the next poster children are for 2006. I'm so excited to see who is deadly serious, who puts this plan of action into process right away, starts implementing these things. I am so excited that you guys are the cream off the top, and that is who I get to deal with, are the people who are filled with desire, who are focused, who are determined, who are totally committed. And I cannot wait to spend the 2 days that I get to spend with the 400 of you that are going to be in St. Louis. I can't wait to see you guys there. And for those of you that are not going to be there, we're going to miss you. We're absolutely going to miss you. We're going to miss seeing your shining face. We're going to miss you getting the major revelations. We're going to miss you being able to capitalize on the growth. And that's okay. We know that you've got whatever you got, but we also know that if it isn't strong in you, that you got to be there, then you got to make yourself get there. At whatever the cost is, you've got to get there if you know you're supposed to be there. So, guys, other than that, thank you so much. I can't wait to speak to my classes tomorrow. And also on Thursday, I'll be talking to the rest of you next Monday. And I hope and pray you have a prosperous, productive week this week. Start implementing just even one part of this tomorrow, and you're going to start seeing things created right out of thin air. So I'm going to open up the lines, and all of us say good night and God bless.